Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Imagine standing at a crossroads with countless paths stretching out before you. Each one leads to a different destination. Some promising, some uncertain, some filled with challenges, and others with hope. Now, what if I told you that the direction your life takes, the very path you walk, is not determined by chance or circumstance, but by choices you make at each intersection? Every day we are faced with decisions, some small, some life-altering. And while we may not always realize it in the moment, each choice acts as a steering wheel, guiding us toward our future. Wherever you find yourself, know this: God has given us the incredible gift and responsibility of choice. In today's message titled, Choices Determine Direction, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores how the decisions you make today can transform your tomorrow. Let's join in.
What we choose to believe or disbelieve determines the way our lives are going, my friend. There is an interesting story in Mark chapter 6. And in Mark chapter 6, Jesus went to his own hometown. He went there to minister to the people with whom he had grown up. They knew him. They knew him to be the carpenter's son. They knew his history. They knew his family. They knew all about Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Mark chapter 6 verse 5 that he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Why? He wanted to do mighty works. He wanted to help them. He wanted to do great works in this community that he grew up with the people. But he couldn't because of their unbelief. I was thinking this. I thought, if unbelief can stop the power of God, then not believing the enemy's lies can also actually stop Satan from working in your life. Because unbelief can stop power of God, so Satan, who comes in with lies to steal, kill, and destroy, if you don't believe his lies, you can stop him. You know, you need to realize that what we are choosing to believe or disbelieve is setting the course of our lives. If we are just saturated in the news and soaking in the negative and watching things that are not good for us, then we will choose to believe the lies of the enemy. We will live in assumption and in what-if scenarios. We would be assuming that's going to happen to me, always being negative. We'll be assuming I will probably lose my job or everything going on is wrong. How are we going to survive? That would be your vocabulary, my friend. You are choosing to believe all of the negative things that are going on. So you are cooperating with it and you are inviting it to take part in your life. But you can choose to disbelieve that. You can choose to believe the word of God, which is the touchstone of truth. That's what you got to believe. The only way you can disbelieve in terms of these negative things going on in our world in which we live is if you are well-founded and well-grounded in the word of God and in a relationship with God the Father and with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. My friend, I cannot put in words how important to me my fellowship with the Father is. And if you have been believing in the negative reports and all the negativity going on, my friend, it's not too late to change your direction. Because what you are believing is actually directing the course of your life. There are lots of negative reports around us, and you got to be careful what you believe. They are now even saying that alcoholism isn't your fault, because they are saying you have a gene that makes you genetically disposed to be an alcoholic. It's not true. I've even heard that there are genes that make you genetically disposed to be overweight. There are genes that make you depressed and discouraged and be full of stress. So we have an excuse for everything, but that's not true. That's a negative report. That's lies. You can take people who came out of the same family and have the same gene pool, raised in an alcoholic family, raised in an abusive family, both sexually abused or whatever. You can take identical people in an identical environment and they will go different direction because we have got a choice, my friend. You are not an animal that is just a product of your environment. You can choose to be a victim or a victor. You can choose to be a winner or a loser. You can choose to actually go the right way. If that wasn't true, then the Lord would be unjust to hold you accountable for your actions. God has given you his own image for you to choose the right from wrong. You see, you got that power of choice. You may have had things happen to you, but you chose to accept it or you chose to do it. Satan cannot oppress you, my friend, or do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. Never think that somehow or another you are just occupying space and that you aren't worth anything. I don't care what anybody tells you. You have a choice to accept that or you can reject it. There are people brought up under identical situations and they just choose to say, that's not true. I reject it. And they go the other direction. They are people that prosper, my friend. You can't live to accomplish what God has set you on this earth to do. We have people today that say that because of the color of their skin or because of the level of their education or because of where they came from, they just think that you cannot succeed. So you go around and use that as an excuse for everything. And yet there are people in the same situation, in the same category that you are, that have totally succeeded and have overcome all barriers, overcome all hindrances, overcome all obstacles and all problems that come their way. You cannot use the color of your skin. You cannot use the lack of education, whether you are male or female, as a barrier or as obstacles or as hindrances to your success. You need to stop blaming other people and you need to recognize that if you aren't prospering in some area, it's because you chose it. You might have been pressured to choose it. You may have had problems that other people didn't have. But ultimately, you chose to remain in that situation. I was taught to believe differently from what I believe now. And yet, I chose to change. I chose to change, and it took a lot of effort. You can choose to change today. You can renew your mind with the Word of God. The Word of God is our touchstone of truth. The Word of God is what we measure truth by. The devil cannot stop you from prospering. Maybe you are saying, oh, I believe that there is a recession going on. I cannot operate in prosperity because there is a recession going on in my country, in my area, in my community. After all, I'm only human. There is nothing that I can do about it. No, you need to understand that the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 that God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So God said he will supply our needs according to his riches, not according to current economic situations, not according to the British pound sterling. Not according to the US dollar. Sometimes people fear how their needs will be supplied because of recession, because of layoffs, or small town economies, because they lost their job. It doesn't matter what goes on in the world. Our needs will be supplied according to His riches in glory. God uses His resources in glory to meet our needs. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that, you chose not to believe what the Word of God is saying. You may not have chosen poverty, but you chose to believe that, oh, you cannot operate in what the Word of God says. And that made you susceptible to the same problem that everybody else is going through. No. As a believer, we operate under different set of rules. We've got these promises from God's word. You could choose to believe or choose not to believe. We can be assured that there is no shortage in God's economy. God's economy is not affected by man's problems. God's economy is not affected by all the things going on around you. You see? So you chose to think the way you are. It was your choice. Other people may have encouraged it. The news media may have encouraged it. It may even be the way that other people think, but you've got a different way of thinking. You've got a different set of values. You've got the Word of God. And there is no excuse at all for any person in the body of Christ to be ignorant of the Word of God. I suspect every Christian has access to the Bible. You can read the Bible or even listen to audio Bible because of technology, which is dynamic and is always updating and improving. You probably have multiple Bibles. There is not an excuse for us to be ignorant of the Word of God. Bible says that lack of knowledge, my people perish. God wants you to know His Word. Only the truth shall make you free from all this negativity going on around us. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, this is Jesus speaking. He spoke to believers. He said, and Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And listen to verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There are many Christians who are not free, but God wants them to be free. Why? Because they are not going into the word of God. Their belief system is not based on the word of God. Their belief system is based on what people are saying, what the scientist is saying. When the scientists will change their mind every 5 years, every 10 years, there is new discovery. They say, oh, what we discovered last 10 years wasn't the truth. That's not the word of God. You will not base your belief system on politicians. They come and give manifestos, say they will do this and that, and they change their mind. The word of God is solid truth. The word of God is truth. Jesus says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. That's what you have to go by. Choose to believe the word of God. Jesus is saying that you will be free if you will just acquaint yourself with the word of God. Have an intimate relationship with God and experience His way and have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Believe in the word as He said, and He will not do it. The word of God will come to pass in your life. So my friend, if you are a Christian, make sure you are into the word of God and believe it, act on it. That's your authority. That's your assurance. And if you haven't believed Christ as your Lord and Savior, then even you have nothing to stand on as a believing system. You have no right standing with God. So that's the first thing you got to do. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.